This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Here to talk about her debut single, which hit number one on the iTunes Country Singles Chart on release.
Wow.
Is Courtney Kyle. How are you?
Hey, that was a great introduction.
Well,
that one.
We only do good intros.
Courtney, I could wake up to that.
How are you? How are you going?
Yeah, doing really well. I'm in Melbourne, so I'm stuck at home, but it's a sunny day, so feeling good.
When you talk about, is the restrictions gotten worse or are they eased a little bit?
They're getting better.
They're
slowly easing, so the end is in sight. That's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're getting there.
Is Melbourne home for you?
Yes, yeah. I was born in South Australia, then lived in Auckland for a little bit, but have pretty well been in Melbourne since I was about 3.5. So it's very much home.
Now, I know it's a bit hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, especially down there, but to have your first ever single hit number one on release, how does that feel?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It actually blew my mind because when I woke up on the day of release, it was sitting at number two, and that surprised me anyway because I thought as a debut artist, you just never really know how it's going to go. But, it just climbed and hit the number one spot in the afternoon on release day, and I was shocked.
Wow.
So grateful.
Yeah, that must have been a great feeling for you because, talk to us, where did you start? How did it all start for Courtney Kyle?
Well, I've always grown up around music. I've, started singing lessons at about the age of 9 and then, got into songwriting in my early teens and whatnot. But it really kicked into gear when I went to Tamworth in 2016. I was really lucky enough to be accepted into the Academy of Country Music. So I went and spent my 2 weeks there and then followed through to the festival. And, after that, good chunk of about 4 weeks in Tamworth, I was like, wow, I think country music is really where I fit. I found that sweet spot, and ever since then have really just been developing and trying to build into my first release.
Has there been anyone that sort of like swung you towards, this way, country music, or was that a decision, or was there someone that pushed you a little bit, or was that decision just up to you?
Well, I've always grown up around very diverse music. My parents, thankfully, were playing me all sorts of things growing up, so it was never really pushing me either way. But I grew up going on horse riding camps and things like that, which had a very country western environment. So I'd come home and I was like, oh, I think I quite like this music, actually. And, started watching, the Nashville TV series and like all things like that. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, I love this. I absolutely love this. And it just felt like, it was that sudden realization of like, whoa, this is where I'm meant to be.
I find once you start something country, it sort of all follows through. Like you start watching the shows and you start getting the shirts and you're listening to the music, like it's all sort of intertwined a little bit. What inspired this track?
Well, musically, I really love the classic 90s country sound. So when we were really working on the track itself, I really wanted to go with the kind of Trisha Yearwood, Shania Twain, Faith Hill vibe, that traditional.
What a good way to go, too.
Yeah. We wanted to really kind of incorporate a little bit of that classic sound in there, which I absolutely love, while keeping it modern, obviously, with, influences like Lady Antebellum and Kacey Musgraves, sound-wise. But the song itself, it really fits with the COVID timeline, but we didn't intentionally write it like that.
It seems to happen with a lot of people.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it seems to happen with a lot of singer-songwriters at the moment. They don't mean to write it, about this situation, but it just seems that it's falling into people's laps like that.
I think so, and probably because it brings up feelings that we haven't really had to experience before, but we wrote this only in the very start of April, so it was not like we'd been in lockdown for a long time or anything yet, but it kind of just fell into place. Rod McCormack, my producer, he came up with the idea and we kind of just flowed from there. I was lucky enough to write it over Zoom with Rod and then two of our friends that are living in Nashville, but You know, it was just one of those songs that I think was meant to be. And once we had a few songs under our belt, we looked at this one and went, actually, I think this one is the best one to go with for my debut.
Well, it's, you know, it's a testament to yourself to be where you are. Is this now, you know, knowing that you can produce this type of music, does it get you more excited to go, you know what, the sky's the limit now, let's keep it going?
Oh, definitely. We did record a couple of other singles while we were working on this one, so we've got some more up the sleeve, but now I've got the bug that I'm like, I can't wait to get them out.
Yeah, I think it's good to have, like, get them all out at once, but at the same time you start going, oh, now they're there and they're ready to go. I kind of just want to chuck them out now.
Yeah, I know.
I assume your family's very proud of you.
Oh, they've been awesome. My parents are, you know, so encouraging, have always been very supportive of my music, which is awesome. I was never, you know, pushed into different directions. I was able to just, you know, pursue this and let it, you know, grow and snowball as time's gone on.
That's outstanding. We're very happy for you. And look, it is a time where, you know, you probably need a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, like Tari said, and for you, I mean, you sitting at where you're sitting right now is amazing, and we hope you keep bringing the tunes to us, and we'll keep playing them definitely.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. It's been unbelievable. You know, it's only been out for just over 3 weeks now, and I couldn't be happier and more thankful and grateful for everyone's love and support.
Well, obviously, that means we need the next single because hey, the first one went straight to number one.
I know, no pressure now.
Now you got expectation.
Oh my gosh!
No, there should be no pressure. I mean, if you do, you know, if you're making music like that, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, Courtney.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's good to hear that.
No, we love the song. Would you like to introduce it for us?
I would love to. My name is Courtney Kyle, and you are listening to my debut single, "I Just Want to Hold You."
Time and time again.